I'll never forget when I met Stephen and his wife Trish. It was about 13 years ago at a ministry, and I knew immediately that I was going to hit it off with Stephen. So how could I not love this big guy with a big old smile, big old heart, and a big, deep, booming laugh? Stephen was a man of stories. He talked about all the places he lived. He had stories about his family, stories about Trish, Patrick, Teresa, his adopted mom, his friends, and one of his best friends, Mike. He told stories about picking cotton, serving in the army, driving a truck, fishing, hunting, and all sorts of ministry stories. He was an amazing storyteller, and he always loved to try to figure people out. Stephen was always talking to the Lord. He would tell you what the Lord told him. And if God told him to do something, he would do it. One of my ministries, he gave me $100 one day. I said, "What's this for?" He said, "The Lord told me to give it to you." I said, "Okay, well, I appreciate it." And that's just the way it was. If the Lord told him to do it, he would do it. If the Lord told him not to do it, he wouldn't do it. Stephen was all heart. He was always on the lookout for somebody that needed help. He was caring. He was always there to talk to. He remembered what it was to be poor. And he remembered what it was to have a lot of money. So he wasn't driven by material things. He loved dogs, he loved guns, he loved fishing, and he loved life. He loved to laugh, and he had a crazy sense of humor. Stephen was a preacher. As you know, he came out and preached for me a couple of revivals. He spoke at a wild game supper, and he filled in. Even when he was here to visit, he preached for me. But he was always a typical preacher. He was always working on a sermon in his mind. And he was a man of strong opinions and strong beliefs. If he believed something, he wasn't going to budge on it. Now, he might be patient with you, and he might discuss it with you, but his position would always be the same. But he never wanted to hurt anybody's feelings. But if somebody came at him, he would always defend himself. He was about speaking the truth, living the truth, and just being truthful all the time. As a result, he upset some people. He did. And he would just, and if somebody came to him for advice and they told him something, he would just come out with how he felt. And sometimes it hurt people's feelings, because you can imagine being a preacher. Well, that's one of your jobs as a preacher, is to make people upset sometimes. And so, but he never understood why, if he loved you, why he couldn't just tell you the truth. And you were just, you were supposed to be fine with it because he loved you. That's just how Stephen was. And he loved to get church members thinking, and he loved to get a reaction, because, and we saw that in the revival, because that's the way he taught people to learn. He lived these words: preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience. Stephen was a teacher. Whether he was explaining to you a fishing lure or how to make moonshine, we had that discussion, or how to fix a car or a medical issue, he was a good teacher. And he had a lot of knowledge about an amazing number of topics. His greatest love was explaining the truths of Scripture. He was a skilled, capable teacher. Stephen was a friend. He was my best friend, so I could count on his honesty. He would always tell me what he thought. He was free from superficiality. He told me, "Well, hey, while you're traveling through, why don't you just stay with us? We got an extra room. You can just stay here. It's a church parsonage, just part of my ministry." So he was a loyal friend. You could always count on him to be there for you if you needed him. He was there for me at one of my lowest times in my life. He was a friend that stayed closer than a brother. Stephen loved Trish. He wasn't a gushy, romantic guy. Y'all understand this. He wasn't a guy that would cry and share tender feelings with you. But he just loved Trish. He leaned on her and was her soulmate. He told me stories of their life and how they met. I always enjoyed watching them try to figure out Survivor, Jeopardy, and The Voice. They would compete with each other on things. Stephen loved Trish to the end. He was her protector and her confidant. Stephen loved Jesus. Jesus was obviously his reason for living. He left a lucrative career to go into ministry because he was called to preach. He spoke of wanting to be in heaven with the Lord, of being freed from his body. He spoke of being ready to be with the Lord at any time and knowing that when the time came for him to leave, he might even be unconscious, but he was going to be ready. He lived for the day when he would leave this world and be with the Lord. He didn't want a fuss made or tears cried. He knew whenever that was going to happen, it would be the Lord's timing. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. Some people are so big in the life they live that it's hard to put their life into words. So I'll miss the long talks. I'll miss walking into his house and finding him sitting in the chair, waiting to visit. I'll miss visiting with him and Trish and sharing all our meals together and trying to figure out the world. And while it may be a while, I know I'll see him in heaven and the stories that we will tell. And to Stephen's family, always remember how much he loved you.